The NFTA is seeking to develop the second floor of the DL&W terminal into a mix of residential, retail, and commercial space. RFPs were due Tuesday, and NFTA spokesperson Helen Tedderus says there's been a tremendous amount of interest in the building.
We had a number of walkthroughs with the DL&W, and people really are fascinated when they go in there and they just see how large it is. And the potential is certainly there. And, you know, our vision would, of course, be to revitalize that beautiful station.
It's expected to take a few months for the NFTA to evaluate the proposals and select a developer. In the meantime, Tedderus says, the DL&W station project is moving forward. The first step, she says, involves upgrading the tracks and other infrastructure from the foot of Main Street and into the ground floor of the building.
It is complex construction, but something that's just vital to this overall project.
The track work and new metro rail station at the DL&W is expected to cost about $43 million. She says the initial phase could start this summer and take about 2 years to complete. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.